Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and this segment starts our four-part look on courage and faith. And today, I have the pleasure of having Ragini Michaels here with me today. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. It's always nice to be here with you.
And it's always lovely to have you here. we have, over the last year or so, have been looking at obstacles to self-love, of which we covered, and you can see the past shows on. And during the summer season, we're going to be looking at how you build, how you move towards love. And those things include gratitude, generosity, sympathetic joy, compassion, and today's topic, faith and courage. So let's dive into it, Ragini.
Okay.
So, how, you know, and with all the shows, we have these basic questions, because I think one of the things, why do we even have these questions in the beginning of, like, what are these topics, is that I think that these terms, faith, courage, generosity, gratitude, everyone has their own subjective sense of what these things are. And in each of these sections, we've talked about it from a psychological perspective, a spiritual perspective, and why it relates to love and fear. And I think that they're important because we oftentimes take these things for granted that we know what they are. Mm-hmm. And honestly, after talking to you on these topics, I realized that even though I really feel like I know what these topics are and I've read a lot about them, I don't fully get it. And so it's important to just kind of refresh what we're talking about. And that's why we spend so much time talking about what is it that we're talking about.
It's always good to take a moment and go back and ask yourself what the word means that you're using mm-hmm. to you. Mm-hmm. And so since we're talking about faith and courage today, one of the first things that I find it's useful to pay attention to is the difference between beliefs and faith, mm-hmm. because a belief is by definition something that you don't know whether or not is true. You have no idea whether it's true or not, but you assume it is true and therefore operate as if it were true. But there is no knowledge of its truthfulness or not. And that is a definition of a belief. A belief is not a truth. That's mm-hmm. the distinction.
And where you don't know for certain that it's true, but you operate as if it's
you
true.
You operate as if it is true, but it's very helpful to remember that a belief is not equal to a truth. Mm-hmm. Now, because you don't know. Faith, on the other hand, doesn't really, I mean, it encompasses beliefs because you have some beliefs that you have faith in. But faith really is, and that's why we have it hooked up with courage here. Faith is really finding the courage within you to face the unknown and to allow life to bring you what it's going to bring you and to support you in whatever that is, that you say, I'm going to live this life as it comes to me. And you have faith in life and in yourself. Again, life is experiential. It's something you can verify experientially. You mm-hmm. are alive, right? Mm-hmm. You know that.
Right.
And you know whether or not you have the willingness or the courage and the fortitude to say, yes, I'm going to go forward, even though I don't know what's coming. Mm-hmm. I'm saying yes to life. Mm-hmm. And that is a helpful distinction to make between faith and belief. Mm-hmm. Now, you may need your beliefs to go with you in order to have the faith. Mm-hmm. But it is helpful to remember that a belief is not a truth, because right. that's part of the problems that we get into in our world today, is that people confuse beliefs with truth.
Yeah, and they're related. You know, when what this is bringing up for me is a conversation I had with one of our previous guests, Berhan Gethart, and he said that he was supposed to get a check, didn't hit his bank, and he literally went to his ATM and found he had $20 left to his name. Literally nothing left but $20 to his name.
That's a little scary.
It
moment.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said at that moment there were a whole bunch of beliefs that rushed into his head. You know, potential beliefs, right? Because you said beliefs are something that we can choose,
right?
Right. We choose to believe or operate as if they're true or not. He had a whole set of things like, oh my God, how am I going to survive? My wife and I, we're going to get kicked out of our apartment. There's all sorts of things that kind of kicked in that particular scenario. And then he went into, I have faith in the universe, even though I don't know what will happen. I have all these fears and beliefs that these things could happen. Yeah. I'm going to just believe that they won't happen. And I will talk to, and I'm just going to do things that go counter to my ego. And I'm going to ask my in-laws if we can borrow some money in this interim period. And I'm going to talk to my friends and ask if we can borrow some money. And it was just total antithetical to his beliefs at that time. He's German, so he's very like strict. You know what I mean? It's like, he's like, I don't want to ever borrow money from anyone. That means I'm a failure, right? So he had to let go of all those beliefs. Right. Get real with what was the situation, but he had to have a huge amount of faith. And as the story goes, and as you listen to him, he actually ended up digging himself out of it and, like, you know, and finding, because he had that faith, finding all sorts of magic that happened because he had that faith. Mm-hmm. And so I think that I always have thought about that story, because it's a beautiful demonstration of the difference, I think, between the set of beliefs that you have, the faith, and when you have faith, almost a set of beliefs that can intercede.
It reminds me of a book called Faith by Sharon Salzberg. And one of the things that she talks about in that book, which I highly recommend, by the way, she's one of my first meditation teachers. The book is Faith by Sharon Salzberg. But one of the things she points out in there is that faith actually equals letting go, and beliefs will often equal holding on.
That's an interesting idea.
And it's like, you want, when you have a belief that you've assumed to be the truth, you want to, in a way, manipulate and create and demand reality be that way. That has an upside in terms of manifestation. It has a downside in terms of, if you don't get what you're manifesting,
right,
and you have to deal with the reality, then you don't want to keep banging your head against the wall. You want to then move into faith and let go.
Right.
And say, okay, I'm going to face the reality of this, and let's see what's going to happen.
Right.
It may be that it's going to be all right. It may be that whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, however that faith presents itself to you. But there is a big difference between faith and belief in terms of what it frees you to do in those kinds of situations that you're speaking of.
And is that the spiritual perspective? So we talked about the psychological perspective of how our psyche has to have these things in it, right? We need to have it to be healthy.
Your psyche, your psychology, your personality must have beliefs. So if you're trying to get rid of all beliefs, you're fighting a losing battle. Because actually a belief is a generalization. Mm-hmm. It's saying something is true in this particular scenario, and now I'm going to generalize it out to all like and similar and like scenarios.
Right.
And that's what is actually the structure of a belief itself.
Right.
Okay? So a good generalization, for example, is I burn my hand on the stovetop. Now I know that red things on the top of the stove cause pain. I'm going to avoid them at all, of all stoves. If I keep generalizing that out to avoid all red things.
Yeah, red-haired people are scary. You know, that's not going to be good.
Then it's a belief that's been taken too far. It's generalized out. But beliefs you've got to have. So the question is, identify what your beliefs are so that you understand what it is you're assuming to be true. If you continue to grow in your personal evolution, which most of us do even if we don't want to, a lot of beliefs have to be revisited because they need to change in order to reflect your actual life experience. And that's why eventually if you start to have faith in life and your ability to experience life, it becomes even more valuable than beliefs that go with it.
Right, because, say that again. I got it and then it fleeted from my head. Which means that it's important, but somehow I just nulled it out. Tell me again.
Well, I was just saying that faith is very valuable because when you put it in your own ability to trust that life will keep you growing, will keep showing you things, then you start to have faith in life and your ability to experience and learn from it. And then your beliefs can come from that, and you always can stay open to letting your beliefs shift and change as the landscape of your inner world changes. So take a concrete example.
Well, the Burhan guy, the same thing, yeah. Right? He had faith. He said, I'm going to go to a spiritual perspective and let go of these set of, going using what you just said about Sharon Salzberg, I'm going to let go of these terrifying images that all of us have about having $20 in our bank account and the only money that we have to our name. Like, you know, I'm going to be homeless. You know, I can't feed myself. It's embarrassing. All these things.
All of which are beliefs.
Right, which are beliefs. Okay. Which he then moved to, wait a second, I have faith in the universe. Fundamentally, right? He said, I have faith in the universe. This is not for me to be punished or whatever. He just faith that something good is going to happen. And then he moved to another set.
What he also did, which is very useful, is he didn't just step back and expect the universe or God to take care of him. He actually took action then and stepped into his faith and his own ability to do something that he wasn't comfortable doing, which was asking people for help. So really, faith has, at some level, most of the time, in those kinds of scenarios, you want to be able to have faith in yourself and your ability to step up to the plate and do what needs to be done, and faith that there is something in life itself that you can trust. Because if you stop and you look back at your whole life, it has been a process of learning and growing. And even though you may not know why that's the way it is the way it is, and everybody can verify that to some degree or another.
Yeah.
So something you can verify as truth, right? If you don't generalize it out too much, you can have faith in that. But be careful, because beliefs, when they become too stretched out, become convictions, and then you're convinced that what you believe in is the truth. And a belief, as I said earlier, is not a truth. It's assumed to be true because we can't know.
Right. And what's interesting with him is I think what he actually gained from that is the understanding of the community, importance of community in that particular case, and the faith in something higher, because actually something wonderful. So in some ways what it did for him, as I recall, is just a balanced perspective.
Yeah. And sometimes belief gets in the way of having faith in yourself and faith in the larger whole or the larger system, our life, that is giving you the energy and the freedom and the presence, the existence to have this experience. So there's two levels, really, of faith that are important to have. But it's important to also understand that beliefs, you can confuse a belief and think that that is what, you, that that has faith, that that's what you have faith in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit, I'm not so sure, because
a lot of religion, I won't leave on that note, but we'll talk about it. We got to go break, but we'll talk about that in the next segment, because I think it's a really interesting question.
Okay.
So many thanks to Raggedy Michaels and the author of the book Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and on Raggedy's website, RaggedyMichaels.com, RaggedyMichaels.com. Here's your new jingle.
I have a jingle now.
Don't go anywhere, because in our next segment, we're going to be talking about kind of getting more clarity again on some of these issues and things that confuse us about faith and courage. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then friend us on the Fire It Up with CJ page on Facebook.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Thanks for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we are talking about faith and courage and how it can help you move away from fear and towards love and self-love. And we have our expert here, Ragini Michaels, who is an expert on happiness. She has written a book called Unflappable: 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. So that... Now you're an expert happiness, an expert on happiness. How do you like that? Welcome, Rockety.
Thank you, I think. I'm not fond of being called an expert on anything, but that's all right.
Okay.
I prefer more being a guide.
You're a guide on happiness.
A guide.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk more about faith and courage and what you think really stops us from feeling faith and courage.
I think there's a couple of things. First of all, I think, you know, fear stops us primarily from finding courage. Mm-hmm. When we get too frightened to face the unknown, to face the possibility that anything could come to us, then we lose contact with courage and with faith. Mm-hmm. In order to have faith, it does sort of go with courage. And I think that's why we chose those two today. They kind of travel as a twosome, faith mm-hmm. and courage. Because as we're defining faith here, we're saying it is saying yes, basically, to the unknown. Saying, yes, I want to live this life as it comes to me. This is the higher level of faith. You can also say, yes, I have faith in myself. I have faith that I can live this life to the best of my abilities, whatever those are. Again, that's having faith that you can learn, that you can grow, that you can expand your understanding of things. Mm-hmm. So the primary reason why we don't have it usually is fear. Mm-hmm. And I want to...
Well, and I'm hearing fear of the unknown and fear of your own self. Worth.
Absolutely. Those are the primary things. And I want to add here that there's a wonderful book, and I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's by Miguel Ruiz. Mm-hmm. And he's the guy who wrote The Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. And it's a lovely book. And I can't remember the name of it.
It's
I'm so
love.
Sorry.
I
think it's
love?
Mastery of Love.
Mastery
I think
of
it's
Love.
What. Or it's The Voice of Knowledge, one of those two of his books. In any case, one of the things he points out is that everyone has faith. And
we are taught to put it in the wrong thing.
Voice of knowledge.
We put instead our faith into what we're told we're not, which is not enough ultimately. Mm-hmm. So when you put your faith in that, which I certainly have done most mm-hmm. of my life, then you come up with a ton of beliefs that say you're less than. Mm-hmm. And that really hits your ability to believe in anything. Mm-hmm. So his suggestion, and I agree with it and have tried it and found it to be true, is that you have the ability to take this faith, which you're given anyway, and pull it out of all the things that you were taught to believe about yourself and put it instead into the beauty of life. You know, that you're given life, that you're here, that it's all possibility, that anything that you set out to do, given you have, you know, the skills for it. I mean, you can't be a ballet dancer if you weigh 300 pounds. You know, that's mm-hmm. not a reasonable goal to go for. Mm-hmm. But if you take your faith and you start challenging the things that say you're not enough, then you pull it out of that and put it in the assumption, which mm-hmm. starts off as a belief, mm-hmm. right, that I am good enough mm-hmm. to do whatever I want in life, to have love, to have money, to have success, to have happiness, to have peace, to have a calm, you know, happy journey with friends and family mm-hmm. and everything. Right. Mm-hmm. To assume that that is good enough in some ways is to have faith, because at that point you don't know. Right. All you know is that you believe that you're not good enough. And that's right. why you don't have whatever it is you want.
Right.
Generally speaking.
Yeah. I like that. But I like that ideology or things to try. And I think it's helpful. And again, it goes back to that story. It's like insert a new set of beliefs, because again, there are choices that you have about what you believe. And even though your parents, I think in that book that you're referring to, you talked a lot about your family of origin and your parents telling you that this is how the world works and right. setting up this construct of beliefs, and that it's about challenging those things and the things that your teachers, your parents, all those things in your earlier years that you just assumed were beliefs.
And it's the same thing right now with the explosion of spirituality and personal growth and purpose and meaning. Be mindful. Just to accept a set of beliefs about all of that won't necessarily change your life. You also have to have faith in yourself that you can walk the path that you're choosing. Faith is an incredibly important thing, and courage to go ahead and take all these things that you're learning about purpose and meaning and spirituality and presence and going with the flow. And
yeah.
Oh my goodness, there's so many wonderful sets of guidelines out there, and yet you can sit there and understand it consciously, but your unconscious mind can be so engaged in continuing to keep your faith locked in to all your old beliefs about yourself that you may not be able to live those things fully.
And this brings up the next point, which is about skepticism and cynicism, because mm-hmm. sometimes when I've met people who are so, in your description, are so polarized or so stuck in one way of thinking, it kind of actually forces me to be a cynic, even though I'm even though I believe in manifestation. That the whole Secret movie just made me crazy. It's like, I really want, you know, a Tiffany's watch. Oh, I'm going to pray for, oh, I get the Tiffany's watch. And I'm like, oh, please, shut up. You know, seriously, that's so irritating. Don't you want something more than a Tiffany watch? Like world peace? Like, really, this is irritating. And so then it's like, oh, you woo-woo people. You know, so this is what happens with my skeptic and cynicism. which you actually told me is the opposite of
yes.
faith and courage. And should I feel bad? I'm thinking these things.
No, I think what you want to do is look at your skepticism as a signal to you that you've been a little bit on the doubting side.
You mean
of
that I'm
faith.
Right? No.
Let me back up for a minute and break faith down
okay.
into trust and doubt.
Because
okay. you know, if anybody's listened to me before on your show, they know I'm all about opposites, right? Because that's a fundamental key to being able to navigate life with peace and happiness and calm. So faith also is based on a set of opposites, trust and doubt. So when you stay on the doubt component of faith too long, you end up in skepticism and, at the worst, cynicism. If you look at that as a signal to you, which it is from the model that I work with in my book, Unflappable, you will know that what life is asking you to do is release, let go, have faith, and let go of your skepticism, and let it take you over to the other side of the coin of faith, which is trust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you stay on the trust side of the coin too long, you end up experiencing blind faith,
which means there is no questioning anymore. There is nothing but conviction that your position is the right one and the only right one. Extreme polarization, just as cynicism is extreme polarization to the other side. If you look at blind faith, like many of us have in science, for example, it's blind faith. You know, science is right and that's it. If science says it's true, I believe it, that's the way it is. Any kind of blind faith, whether it's science or your partner or anything else, it's a signal that says, oh, maybe it's time to move to the other side of the coin and ask some questions. Honor your doubt.
Right.
Go into doubt. So it's a continual movement between trust and doubt. That's what makes faith, in my understanding, alive and rich and something that actually courses and pulses through your body and mind and becomes something real for you to actually work with and to let guide you. It's easier to do that if you break it down into trust and doubt and then blind faith and cynicism or skepticism are signals to you that it's time to go to the other side of the coin because faith requires balance between those two. Because trust in anything, 100% conviction of anything, is dangerous as it is necessary. It's a big paradox. You want to be convinced of something and you also want to be able to release it. So again, it's having conviction and the willingness to let go. See, I'm 100% right, and I know that I may not be.
And what I like about that description is it's infinitely, one, it's spiritual, right? Because really, it's about the balance of these two. A harmonious universe has both trust and doubt. And I think when I've noticed a lot of people who've gone down a spiritual path, no matter whether it's like a church and a religious belief that they have, or a church of their ideology, like, you know, Tea Party or the 1%. I've seen lots in both directions, conservative, you know, liberal. They go down this path and doubt is even allowed.
Right. Generally, doubt is said, if you have doubt, you can't have conviction and you need conviction. And actually, doubt is a wonderful antidote to conviction, and conviction is the antidote to doubt. Right. And it is a paradox, and it's something that my book will help you learn about.
And it gives you permission to have doubt without feeling bad. Why don't you believe in the cause? Well, hey, I believe in it, but I think you're not seeing. Well, then you don't believe in it. You know, those kind of I can't even tell you how many conversations I've had, whether it's these topics or other ones, where people, they don't like the doubt. If you have any doubt at all, it means that you're a non-believer. And I think that that's not necessarily, you feel bad then about having doubt.
You may be a non-believer, but you may have more faith in the process of life balancing itself out. When you understand that life requires balance, and since we live in a world of opposites, you've got to have both. So you've got to have both trust and doubt. Each one balances out the other. Together, they make faith. And the more you allow yourself to go back and forth between those, the better it is. Now, when you get into really deep spiritual paths, they all allow doubt.
Right.
Doubt is an important thing.
Well, if you're a true believer in spirituality, you would be allowing doubt. Okay. We have 3 minutes left. A question for you. So I don't know if we have enough time, but we talked about the opposites for courage would be cowardice. How would that work? And take us through an example of just like you did with trust and doubt about cowardice and courage.
Cowardice and courage. All right. I'm setting out now to sell my book, right? This requires some courage,
right?
However, it is accompanied by amazingly long periods of cowardice. Right, which is generally fear. You know, I can't do this, accompanied by beliefs. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. I'll never be able to learn how to do this. I'm incompetent in the field of marketing. I'm incompetent in sales. I'm a teacher. I'm an educator. I'm a spiritual being.
Right.
So there sits all the beliefs. This is real,
right?
By the way. I'm not making this up.
It had energy around it. It felt real.
Yeah. So there sit all the negative beliefs that are there about my lack of capability to succeed in what life is giving me here. If I want to share this work with a larger number of people, I must do marketing. Right. I must. All right? Right. That's just the nature of the game. So if I want to play this game, I have to do that. That requires, given the presence of my fear and cowardice, which is pulling away from it, it requires the opposite side of the coin, which is courage.
Yeah. And also, right. I think in the polar opposite, because I am also sometimes in some ways polarized towards courage, that I don't see that cowardice is okay. You know, I have that kind of like drill sergeant, like, come on, 10 more. You know, what are you, a wimp? You know, so I have that. I have that kind of playing in my background versus like, it's okay. It's okay to feel like you can't do it or you're not. It's okay. It's all right. And it's balanced and it's harmonious. And it's the way that the world is supposed to be.
And the way that you allow that balancing to come into being in your own self is to have awareness of this dynamic that there are two sides to the coin. And in this case, this is for me, I would put it in the context of participating in the world, right? There's courage and there's cowardice. And they go back and forth as I move towards that goal of being a bigger participant in the world in terms of sharing the work.
And they're both okay.
And they're both fine because they're there. Mm-hmm. When you can say they're both fine because they're there and you have faith that there's something for you to gather out of this interaction between cowardice and courage, and it'll essentially you think it's going to be the eradication of fear, that you'll finally become so courageous you will have none. But the thing you want to remember is that cowardice and courage go together. And you can't ever separate them. They actually are in tandem. They're a dual pair, a polarity. They go together everywhere.
Right. Accept it.
Accept
the marriage of these opposites.
And life is easier.
It is easier. And you'll be happy.
And my book shows you how to do it.
Which is Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And you can learn a lot more about opposites, including the ones that we just talked to, because I think you have faith and trust in there again. So thank you very much, Ragini. And we will be talking about real scenarios in the next two segments of how you renew your faith and courage in others and in yourself. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then find us on Fired Up with CJ and iTunes and get a free weekly subscription. We'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you say Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City. SolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hello, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio. I'm CJ Liu, and today we have Ragini Michaels. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you. It's good to be here still.
Ragini Michaels is the author of a book called Unflappable: 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What. And we are talking today about faith and courage. And what I always like to do with all of our shows is to get some real life scenarios on how do you deal with these scenarios in real life. And you know, what I was thinking recently is I had someone who said, you know, I've actually had such an awful scenario in my love life. I actually got divorced. I have this guy who cheated on me, or even worse, you know, I've been sexually abused. I've heard nightmarish kind of stories about people who wanted to go back and find love again, but they've been so burned that they really have no faith and courage in others. So how does this relate to the conversations we had before about faith and courage? How would someone who really wants to find love but is so kind of also really, as much as they want to, abhorrently hates the idea of relying or being with another person, falling in love again?
Well, I think it's first and foremost helpful to realize that you've probably made some generalizations about human beings. And let's just stay with the idea of bad relationships. Okay. I don't want to get into the topic of abusive relationships because there's some other steps that have to be gone through there before what I'm saying is going to apply. Mm-hmm. Right. But in the context, just say of a bad marriage or bad relationships and things like that, mm-hmm. And you start to say to yourself, what's the point? Right. Mm-hmm. I want to have love again, but what's the point? It's helpful to realize that you've made a generalization about other people. Let's say men if you're a woman, or women if you're a man. You've made a generalization that says all men or all women are going to do the same thing to you that this other one or two people on the planet have done to you. Generalizations like that form beliefs which block your ability to have faith in your own capacity to open your heart, despite the fact that it's going to get hurt in life. And love relationships always bring hurt with them as well as, you know, joy. There's always pleasure and there's pain. When you can make your peace with that and you open to that, you can start to say, okay, everybody out there on the, all men on the planet are not slugs, right? All right. Women on the
all
planet.
All men on the planet will cheat on me eventually. I can't trust men generally.
If you have beliefs like that, I can guarantee you, you're probably not going to find a good relationship because you will be drawn psychologically and unconsciously to people who will fulfill your belief.
So why is that?
It's the self-fulfilling prophecy idea. Being a behavioral change specialist, I know that what your unconscious mind believes is what you are drawn to. That's why the personal growth path is so important, because you want to change the beliefs that you have about your lack of anything and your beliefs about other people when you grow older, so that you can draw yourself into a new life, one that's different than your childhood. You know how they always say you marry your mother or you marry your father? It's
yes.
ever so true.
Yes.
Unless you've done a lot of work on your unconscious process to alter the beliefs that it has, which keep you locked into the same kind of pattern, which will keep you locked into fear. And in order to get out of those abusive kind of situations, so I don't want to get deep abuse, but people who don't love you or will cheat on you, you have to have courage. You have to have the freedom and courage and faith to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to walk away, you have to, first of all, let go of your belief that all men are going to cheat on you. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back and have faith in yourself again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And say, I can find a different life. I can believe that there are some men out there somewhere or some women out there somewhere who are going to behave differently.
Mm-hmm.
And once you step into that, then you have the courage to take the action you need to take to either get out of a bad relationship or to start dating and find a new relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can also say, you know, relationship is not for me. And you may really mean that. There's a lot of single women out there and men who have tried dating over and over and over again and not found anything that fits them. And their challenge might be to say, I'm going to be single. And have faith that that's a useful place to be in our world, that there's something valuable in that for them to find, which would take a great deal of courage.
Right.
Right. It takes a great deal of courage to say yes to being single and say, I'm going to be happy. And that requires some faith to say yes to a potential life without a partner.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big percentage of people in our world today who live in that category.
Well,
much bigger than most people realize.
Yeah, who've decided that I'm not going to be in a relationship and I have to find happiness with being single.
That requires a lot of courage and a lot of faith. That there's something more to life than having a relationship, which is pretty dominant belief in our world, because we are by nature designed to have partners. That's our nature as human beings.
Okay.
Again, if you want to stay with opposites, we're drawn to our opposite to balance ourselves out. Almost everybody talks about my better half.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with opposites. It's the same thing happening in a marriage, right? You have opposites coming together, and part of the learning there is to help you learn from what's opposite so you can learn to flow yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A good marriage allows a person to begin to gain some of the attributes of their partner as their own.
Yeah, it's funny because my husband and I, we've done work. And when we've done work, I've said, you know what, I'm actually becoming more like you and you're becoming more like me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think initially we were drawn together because we intuitively felt deficits in our own, you know, like I feel incomplete and my husband Gideon makes me feel complete and vice versa. And as we've grown and matured and done of our work, we've kind of now taken on the characteristics of each other, which
that's
I think
right.
is an example of what you're talking about.
Yes, the polarity principle operates everywhere in all situations. Polarities are always trying to get us to make peace with both sides of the coin. Right, whatever.
So here's
it is.
What I'm hearing is, because you know how I love steps.
Yes.
What if it's steps, Ragini?
You do like steps.
That's my action-oriented, fired up with CJ. This is the name of the show. So... here's what I'm hearing as a step. First, if you actually have, you know, let's say that you do want to get back in a love relationship, or you decide to stay single, I can't even say it. I must have an issue with it. Okay, it's to figure out the generalizations that you've come up with. What have you generalized from this one particular person or experience that may have been bad? What have you generalized now to the whole?
Right, and we're talking about having faith in others.
Yep.
I know that my generalizations about men for the longest time was that there was nothing good about them at all. And I remember being incredibly shocked by the realization that men actually could feel actual love and kindness. It was a strange, I mean, I don't usually share that with people because it doesn't say a whole lot about who I was in those days past, but it was really a shock to be realized that I had such a deep, unconscious generalization about the entire other half of the population on the planet that they simply weren't able to feel deeply.
It is hard. It's actually, to be fair, it's hard to even figure out what your generalizations are. I mean, saying like first step, figure out your generalizations. It's even hard to identify what they are.
Just listen to your talking. Mm-hmm. Listen to your talking and you'll hear it.
Any kind. Men are blah, blah, blah. When you make a generalized statement about men or people who are married or blah, blah, blah. That's an example of a generalization.
Exactly. And unless you challenge that and you say, well, which man specifically treated you that way or which couple are you speaking about? Mm-hmm. If you don't challenge those things, then they just go by and become sort of wired into your brain as one more thing that makes the idea seem like truth.
And then you
lose access to your faith.
Right, because the generalizations is the first step. Figure out your generalizations. The second step I'm hearing is that those generalizations probably come with a whole arsenal of beliefs. Mm-hmm. I'll never blah, blah, blah. I'm so blah, blah, blah. The blah, blah, blah is meaning mostly negative, right? Mm-hmm.
And it could be about you. Right now we're talking about others, but there are an enormous lot of beliefs that we have about the opposite sex and about our own sex.
Right.
About
women
are always
going to be the person who takes care of the guy. You know, whatever. That's a belief.
Right. It's a belief.
Right.
And a lot of those are being challenged by the changes in relationship these days, which is something that's definitely in transition.
Yeah.
What does it mean to have a relationship? What is marriage? What is love? I mean, those are all up in the air right now. So it's a good time, culturally speaking, to take a look at what you actually believe. And don't be frightened of it or scared of it. Just bring it up and take a look at it.
Yeah. Where did those, and then that was really interesting when we, when my husband and I were going through a challenging time with having two kids under the age of two. Mm-hmm. That's when I started going, well, what are my generalizations here? Well, I'm the mother. I must take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. I'm totally responsible for this. And then in the 1970s, it's like, and I'm a woman and I have to be working. And then I was like, where did these beliefs come from? It was like a 1950s belief that was from my family of origin, a 1970s belief that women, you know, and it's like figuring out where those beliefs were and how to dissect those. And I think so it's generalizations, what are the beliefs, and then letting go of those beliefs, which is harder said than done, but there's a whole bunch of work out there that's out there in terms of letting go of them.
And beliefs are very much usually will show you your polarization. Mm-hmm. Find out what the polar pair is. You know, men are tender and wonderful, men are rough and mean.
Right.
You know, those are like two opposite perceptions of men, right? And the thing is that once you're polarized, you're stuck with that unless you start to challenge it and understand this dynamic of opposites, which is what I'm always talking about, and the fact that life is a temporary phenomena, and here you are. If you want a relationship, let's get going, because life is short, and whatever you have, bad as it was, it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It won't be lasting forever.
And even if you find something great, it'll be gone too.
Right.
So just, you know, try to open up to the faith side of things and say yes to whatever life brings and have faith that it wants you to grow, whatever that is. Now, I am talking about a higher spiritual faith, but out of that also comes faith in yourself, that you can say yes to life and that it's a natural thing for you to grow.
Which is in the next segment, we're going to be talking about faith in yourself. So four steps, figure out your generalizations, figure out the beliefs that support that, regain faith, and then let go of the belief, regain faith in yourself. And I really think that the examples that you bring, like all men, really all, every single man is like, or every single woman's like that, every single relationship. I think when you start breaking down those beliefs by challenging, by looking at the exception to your rule, those things are really helpful in terms of letting them go. And then it's about regaining faith in yourself and others. And so we're going to be talking in the next segment about regaining faith in yourself. A big thanks to you again, Ragini Michaels. Get her book because you will find out more about staying happy, centered, and peaceful no matter what. And you can find her book, Unflappable, with the same six steps to staying happy, centered, and peaceful no matter what, in a bevy of different places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, on her website, www.ragini.com. I hope Expedia doesn't sue me. Okay. Happy year and happy planet. Then make sure to check out our shows on www.fireitupwithcj.com. Next up, we'll be talking about courage and faith in yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you are listening to the Fire It Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today I have Ragini Michaels here, who is the author of the book Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What. Welcome, Ragini.
Thank you.
So we were talking in these last three segments about courage and faith. And we, in the previous segment, we were just talking about renewing faith and courage in others when you feel that you've been betrayed or feel hurt, and how do you regain that? And then oftentimes it's just our own faith in ourselves. And so one of the things I see very commonly is someone loses a job. You know, they get laid off or they get fired, and then what happens is their confidence is tanked, and then they create, as you said, a whole bunch of generalizations. Mm-hmm. The economy sucks. That's why I got fired. Or my boss is a jerk. No one really likes him. I'm, you know, all bosses are jerk. Or this industry sucks. I don't want to be in marketing anymore. Or whatever. You come up with a generalization. You come up with a set of beliefs. Generally, in these particular cases, like, well, I suck too. Or there's something wrong with me. Or I shouldn't be in this industry at all. Or, you know, those kind of beliefs. What to do? What would you do if you had, in using your model, what would you say someone should do in those particular cases? They just lost their job. They have these generalizations. They have their beliefs. How would you approach this?
Well, wisdom dictates that in that kind of scenario, the best place to be is to have faith in yourself and your ability to dust yourself off and pick yourself up and start all over again, as the song goes, right? Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, you need faith in your own capacities to meet the scenario that life is giving you and be able to say to yourself, I can go with this. I don't know how. I don't know why I need to. I don't understand what it's all about, but I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say, yeah, I can deal with this scenario. I have what I need to be able to do that. And if I don't have it, I'm going to learn what it is I need and then go get it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are able to do that, which you will not be able to do if you are still stuck in this whole set of beliefs, which will get triggered in that kind of scenario, that there's either something wrong with you or there's something wrong with something outside of you that's the cause of the situation. Both of those will force you to miss the opportunity that the situation is giving you to learn something and to grow. See, the thing here is that life absolutely, you cannot know what's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot know what the future holds. And we all would love to know, you know, to trust that it's going to be the way we want it to be. But oftentimes it's not. And even when it is, it changes.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality of faith at the best, most efficient, most practical level application of faith.
Now you're talking my language.
There you go. Is that you can't know the future, but let's have faith that we're going to be able to deal with it, whatever it is.
Right.
And if I don't have what it takes to deal with it, I have the faith that I can find out what is needed and I can go and I can learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't, then I have the faith that I will find something else. And if I need to sit down and just be quiet for a while to find out what it is that makes me happy or what the pull is, then I will have the courage and the faith to follow it.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation.